ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu the U.S. opposes Israeli military action in the Gaza city of Rafah. But ABC's Marcus Moore in Tel Aviv says some fighting has begun.
Israel launched a ground operation in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. The IDF saying it killed 20 members of Hamas and found three operational tunnel shafts. And they have taken control of the critical Rafah crossing.
At the same time, there are still ongoing talks for a ceasefire in Cairo. Today, President Biden will speak at the Holocaust Memorial Museum, the White House announcing steps it's going to take to combat anti-Semitism in the U.S. There's a tornado warning in effect for parts of Illinois and Missouri, including St. Louis. There were 16 reported tornadoes across six states Monday. Severe weather blamed for one death in Oklahoma. And former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trials continues today in New York. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Over the weekend, the Wisconsin Department of Justice released new information about the shooting near the Mount Horeb Middle School that happened on Wednesday. According to the DOJ, just after 11 a.m., a witness called 911 reporting someone heading toward the middle school with what seemed to be a long gun. The Mount Horeb Police Department responded and found the person east of the main entrance to the school. The suspect was then told to drop the gun, but allegedly did not, pointing the weapon at police officers. Officers then opened fire, shooting the suspect. The suspect, who officials previously stated was a minor and a Mount Horeb student, died on the scene. The weapon was found to be a Ruger pellet rifle. No one else was injured, and the officers involved were put on administrative leave. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today into this evening. One or two of those could be strong to severe. The overall risk is generally low, but be weather aware today just in case. 70 the high tonight, 50 tomorrow. Sunshine in the morning, showers in the afternoon with a high of 75. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It is worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
99.7.
We hope you're having a great start to your Tuesday. Hey, at least we made it through a Monday. I don't know if you wanted something profound, but that's all I got today. Here's the Spin Doctors on Max FM.
Yeah, I want to. Princess knew before you. That's what I said now. Princess who adore you. Just go ahead now. One last diamonds in his pockets. And that's a breath now. This one, city wants to buy you rockets. Ain't in his head now.
just go ahead now.
'90s and more.
'99.7 Max FM.
Back on the chain gang, there's the Pretenders. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's about 10 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Tuesday?
I'm doing pretty good. I feel like I need a few more extra doses of coffee, but other than that,
pulling out the
good.
Like the double mug today,
yeah.
huh? Maybe
yeah.
triple. That's, I think, a little bit of the weather too. It's a little gloomy out there, a little cloudy. Looks like it's going to burst into rain at any moment. So I think everybody's just kind of hunkered down. Plus, with this nice weather that we had over the weekend and yesterday, don't you feel like you're staying up maybe a little later than you normally would?
Yeah.
It's that whole
uh-huh.
summer thing now where the weather's just so nice. You're like, oh, don't make it stop. I don't
right.
want this to end kind of thing. So I think that all contributes. Coffee donuts all the way around today. Get yourself the decorated donut or the one with the sprinkles, little added sugar. It's going to be awesome. I tell you, you'll make it through this Tuesday.
We can do this. Yeah.
Exactly. Now, are you still recuperating, though, from the weekend of plays? I mean, that could be contributing to some of your tiredness, I would say.
Totally.
Too.
You know, and there's no rest for the wicked because now I have to memorize another part. So and now it's on to Friar Lawrence and Romeo and Juliet and Shakespeare's.
Oh.
You know, that's not easy to memorize.
No,
but,
no, I don't envy you on that one.
Yeah, but I pulled off the world's giant tick off of myself yesterday.
Oh.
Have you ever had this where you're just petting the dog? So you're
yeah.
just petting the dog, and by osmosis, you happen to wind up with a tick on you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all the time.
It's the worst, right? I could feel it crawling on me, so it wasn't embedded, so I got it off right away.
Right.
The thing was huge. Like,
I know, they're ridiculous. There's so many of them right now, and Aspen's had at least 5 tick bites this year, which I try to be really diligent about, but you just can't help it, right? Because they're everywhere. They're in the short grass, they're in the long grass, they get under in between her booties and then into her paws and all of that kind of stuff. She's got one on her tummy where when it bit, it did exactly the medicines that, you know, you give them as preventatives, did exactly what it was supposed to. The tick bit her, it died instantly, but then it just kind of stuck there. And I didn't catch it until the next day because it was, you know, in like one of her little armpit type areas. And so that's still kind of red and inflamed. So we're taking care of that with some antibiotic sprays and stuff because
yeah.
even if they don't get Lyme from them, well, let's face it, ticks are dirty, dirty little creatures and they carry a whole lot of different bacteria. So I don't want her to get sick from that. So really take care of yourselves and the pets right now because they are nasty little buggers. The other day she had one that got in between her booty and her and was crawling around on her paw when I unbootied her after a walk. And we were outside and I call this tick check and she knows exactly what it is. She's so stinking cute because we'll get home and I'll be like, tick check time. And she comes and she stands directly in front of me and looks up with her snaggle teeth like, all right, mommy, let's do this. So she's all ready to go. And she's so sweet because she knows the routine with her booty. So I'll say, give me one paw. She lifts up her front paw and we'll take the booty off. And then I'll say, tick check time. And then she'll bend it so that I can see the bottom of it. She's so sweet. She's so smart. She's got it all down. And of course, right in her little pads, there was a stupid tick crawling. So I pulled it off and, you know, threw it on the ground. Try to stomp on one of those things to even kill it. They're absolutely insane. You cannot kill them. They just won't die, which I think is the worst part about them. Literally, unless you light them on fire. As I said earlier or last week, I think I've also found that my lint roll tape strips do wonders. Stick them to those. They can't crawl around and then they just die. So that's kind of gratifying and satisfying in some sort of weird way all at the same time. But then, you know, I'll say to her, all right, that paw's done. And I'll say, let's check your other one. So she'll lift her other front one. We take her booty off and we do the tick check and then she'll automatically lift up a back leg because now she knows it's time to take the booty off there and we go through this whole routine. So please don't tell me my dog isn't smart. She's got this down, people, and she knows what a tick check is.
It's that time of year. She knows. It's like, well, let's do this. Let's get it over with.
It is ridiculous. So I'm sitting here at Goose Poop Pond. It's suddenly like nighttime and I am pretty sure at any moment the heavens are going to open and we are going to get a whole lot of rain because it is getting darker and darker if you're towards the Reedsburg area right now. So I'm going to assume that in the next few minutes we're going to see some rain. I don't have my radar pulled up. I'll do that here in a moment as well. But it's the season for tick check. If your dogs or cats aren't on preventatives, make sure you get with your vet and figure out the best plan for you and your pet because well, let's keep them safe and happy and healthy. And doubly for you as well, because Finn, as you know, you found out yesterday, they transfer from one person, yeah, from one individual to another, whether that's a person, whether it's a dog, whatever it might be. Yikes, yuck. I don't like bugs.
Usually, I know, it's this part of the year, this time of the year where bugs, yeah, ticks, everything, mosquitoes, all that
the
stuff.
The June bugs are out. I do not like June bugs. I do not like them. I don't like the noise they make, and they constantly want to fly in your hair, right? I don't know what it is about a June bug, but why do you have to be in my hair? I don't understand why that's the first place they want to go. And so last night, when I put her out about 9:30, of course, we always keep a light on the garage on, and then we have the beacon on the garage as well, because our front and our back are equally lit because it's so dark out here. And Corey knows there's no way I'm taking the dog out unless I have some light out there. So it's like a beacon on the garage. And then, of course, by the time I got back, because that one's motion censored, there were tons and tons of June bugs and moths and all of that kind of stuff. And no matter where you walk, there's like this cloud of them that you have to walk through. And I was like, oh, I hate that. I hate bugs. Yeah. I loved the weather yesterday. I'm not complaining about that. But some of the other stuff that comes along with it is pretty gross. It is like night out here right now as we're talking. It just keeps getting darker and darker. It's like somebody keeps pulling a curtain on me as you and I are sitting here chatting this morning. We do have some heavier rain coming through the area as I look at radar. So obviously that's what we're about to get if you're in the Reedsburg area this morning. So I'll keep an eye on things here because, you know, we do have a chance for showers and thunderstorms throughout most of today. But some of those, Sean says, could be strong to severe as well, but nothing that we should be too worried about. But you're definitely going to maybe want to keep just an ear to the radio throughout the day as well, just to make sure all is good. Anything else exciting in your world yesterday, or was the tick enough for you?
The tick was enough, and trying to memorize Shakespeare, I think that's enough for one day. Now, you have a body of water out there, so I mean, do you get inundated with gnats out there at Goose Poop?
Yes and no. I guess it depends if you're right down by the water. I mean, we have our fair share just like anywhere, but we have a lot of forest cover as well. So we have just all sorts of creepy crawlies out here. We have all sorts of things. Centipedes are really big right now out here. Aspie likes to find those and then chase them and then, you know, do her thing with those. So that's always fun. Aspie, drop the centipede. You can't eat the centipede, Aspen. That's what I run around saying most of the day, because she loves to go in the basement where it's cool, because that's where the centipedes are, and then kind of find them lurking along the walls and things like that. And she just sniffs them out, and then she's all excited because she's like, look, I have a friend. No, we don't have a friend. That's not what we're doing right now.
Is your friend.
No, but so we have a lot of those. I haven't seen too many gnats yet. I haven't seen too many mosquitoes yet, but I'm going to knock on wood because my desk actually has some real wood on it. I'm going to knock on wood when I say that, because about the moment I think that we're maybe sort of safe out here, I'm going to be covered in bug bites. So I'm going to choose my words carefully.
So you probably don't get out, other than taking Aspen for a walk, you probably don't get outside.
I mean,
do you have a patio out there?
We have a big wraparound deck. Yeah. Okay. We do. Corey is more of what he likes to refer to himself as, is an indoor enthusiast. He doesn't really like to go outside much. Now, I will go outside usually in the evening when the bugs are maybe at their when they're better, right? Because there's always that certain point of the evening when all of a sudden you just can't stand it. They're flying up your nose. They're in your ears. They're, you know, because we all know what that point of the evening is. And it kind of varies from year to year. Yeah. So there's a lot of times I'll go outside just for a break, for a hot second, just for a break and to get some fresh air. Without the dog, she can stay inside when Corey's around. And I'll just go out there until the bugs get really bad. Corey goes outside basically to grill in the summer. That's pretty much... That's pretty much the only reason he steps outside.
Yeah.
He is such a UP kid, though. He truly, truly is. You know, growing up in the Upper Peninsula, literally last week, they had still a couple days where they were in the 40s up there. So it doesn't get as warm there as it does a lot of places. And it's funny because we plan our vacations up there according to September, because like in September, there's a good chance they'll already have some snow on the ground where he grew up. I mean, it's nothing major, but it's definitely cold, and there's definitely a dusting or two that you can spot in September.
Yeah.
So we basically say from September to April, probably not going to the UP. You're probably just not going to do it. So he that's how he grew up. And so coming a little farther south from the UP, even that couple of hours, it makes a huge difference for a kid that grew up with no air conditioning. Because they didn't really need it all that often. Uh-huh. Now, his whole family had air conditioning. They think it's a travesty when they have to turn it on once, maybe twice a year. I mean, it is just, it's crazy to me. And I remember on our honeymoon, we went up there and we stayed with his family for a couple of days right after we got married. And then we went on and we went into Munising and we did pictured rocks and we did all of that kind of stuff. And then headed back that direction because we were living in South Dakota at this time, stayed with his family for another night or two before we headed back home. And it was May. It was May when we went up there. We eloped in at the end of April. So this was the end of May, probably first part of June. It was already like 96 degrees back home. We were just kind of preparing ourselves. Like in South Dakota, it's going to be hot. It was going to reach 78 degrees the day we were walking away from the UP and driving home. His family was in a sheer panic. They were in a sheer panic. They were uncovering fans. They were trying to make sure the air conditioning worked. They were like, does it still work on high kind of thing? I was like, what is happening? And Corey looked at me and he goes, it's going to get past 70 today. I was like, oh, okay. All right. So, yeah, we're going to go back to 100 in May and you guys have fun with your 70s right now because it's just, and he just, you know, he is, in fact, he walked in the house Friday. After being gone for an entire week, you know, we had those 70-degree days last week, and I had all the doors and windows open. It was warmish, but we have a lot of shade out here, and at night, it cools down quite nicely yet. He walked in, and he goes, oh, it might almost be time to get the air conditioner uncovered, and I was like, what are you talking about? We're fine in here. It's hot. It's hot, and then he just walks around, and he's, like, making himself hotter, worrying about the fact that it's hot, and it's a whole big thing that we go through every single spring.
Well, now what about Gertie? Because I know that you've got a camping trip that you.
Oh, we don't have anything planned. No? Why don't we have anything planned? Because he'll be in Racine this week. He'll be in Park Falls next week and maybe the next week. Then he's going to be back to Racine. And then there's more out of town trips as they build studios. So we haven't planned anything as of this point in time. So I looked at my calendar the other day and I was like, huh, Gertie was supposed to get her new tags for the license in April. I don't know if I need to even do that yet. I will go do it just in case. So we're all prepared. And, you know, because Corey may one day come home and be like, we're camping this weekend. That sometimes happens as well.
Yeah.
And then she's all ready to roll. But I don't see us doing a lot of camping at all this year. I think there's just going to be too much going on. You know, and then the circus parade is already like a month away. Right. We're literally like 31 days away from the circus parade. And Corey's going to pretty much be working straight up until that out of town. You know, it's a good thing he has Max, who needs the credits and really wants to produce the thing. Because I was like, you can't be in two places at once. You know that that is not possible yet. Star Trek, I know, is your favorite show, and they made it look easy, but you can't physically do that yet. So there's just a lot going on. I think he's got to, in fact, this weekend he wants to sit down and really fine tune his schedule for the rest of the summer and maybe take a few days off and kind of rest and recuperate. With this much travel, anybody would need a few days just to kind of ease, you know, kind of be lazy and ease around a little bit. So we'll see what he comes up with. He's a busy guy, always a busy dude. So I ran across this yesterday. yesterday, and it was just too good not to talk about here this morning on Max FM. And maybe you've seen it. It's actually gone viral. So a city water service provider channeled the Backstreet Boys in an effort to get people to follow local watering rules. And this video has gone viral, and it even caught the attention of a very popular 90s boy band. The Splash Street Boys and their parody song, I Water That Way, is of course a takeoff of the 1999 smash hit, I Want It That Way. So some of the lyrics are like, tell me why, don't water when it's raining, tell me why, don't water when it's windy. The world famous Backstreet Boys members were very clearly impressed, saying, you nailed this. And this is a nearly 4-minute video that was released on April 29th. And the city that we're talking about is actually Denver. So if you really want to see this parody video, you just have to do a Google search for it. Or if you really want to know about the water rules of Denver, you can go follow them on Instagram, I guess. Now, one of the guys who made this video, his name is Jimmy Luthy. And he says he actually got this idea a couple of years ago while he was listening to the radio. The city's summer watering restrictions started about a week ago, and they're going to run through October 1st. So the song's lyrics also remind people not to water in the daytime when sunshine can cause water to evaporate. It mentions Coloradoscape, which is a climate-friendly type of landscaping that a lot of homes in the Southwest utilize to save water. And Luthy says that the video editing actually helped blur out some of the not-so-great choreography. But the video's reception from basically the world has gone so well that the water utility company is already thinking about a possible follow-up video to be released next year. And they do like the whole I Want It That Way video. I mean, it's them dressed in all white by the water. They're in an airport with people holding up signs that say, save the water, I love toilets, all of that kind of thing. And because I have this technology at my fingertips, I have a little taste of what it is. And it's actually pretty good. So here we go.
My yard needs water when it gets hard to believe. These dry days that I watered that way.
Come on now, Finn, for some guys who work at the Denver Water Treatment Plant, that's not bad. Not bad whatsoever. So hand it to them for having a little fun with it all at the same time. You know, and at least you're getting the public to take notice, because how many cities do these water restrictions during certain times of the year and everybody's like, yeah, whatever. So at least people are paying attention. And with this video going viral, it reminds a lot of people across the country to maybe be a little bit more conservative with the water as well.
Yeah, you know, I
love what they're doing. So, and it's a really fun video. If you have nothing better to do at work today, then I would suggest you watch the whole 4 minutes, because they actually did a pretty good job. So there you have it. Denver is all ready with the Splash Street Boys. I love the creativity of the name as well, because they could have been like, well, here's the Denver Water guys, you know, instead they're like, they come up with a name and everything. That's good stuff.
Good job.
Well, speaking of splashing, well, we've definitely got some puddles out there right now, because those dark clouds, well, they did give way to the rain finally here at Goose Poop Pond. And this is pretty much what we're going to see most of today as we take a look at the forecast. Showers and thunderstorms likely continuing through this evening. 70 is our high today. And as I mentioned, I'm going to mention it one more time, we could see some strong to severe storms. That's a pretty low probability of that today, but definitely something to keep an eye on. Down to 50 tonight. Then tomorrow, a little reprieve in the morning from the rain with some sun. And then we have a chance for more showers by the afternoon. A high tomorrow of 75. Right now, it is 58.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need. And this year, we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See HFHWisconsinRiver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Baraboo's favorite,
7:30 right now. Speaking of those 90s bands that we absolutely couldn't get enough of, it's Britney Spears. This is Baby One More Time on 99.7 Max FM.
Loneliness is killing me, and I
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM, 7:33 right now. A little thunder and lightning out here this morning, ooh, too, Finn. Oh, my goodness. So the rain is starting to lighten up just a little bit here on Goose Poop Pond. Probably rain in the next few minutes in the Baraboo area, or at least some heavier rain as this line kind of moves through. I was looking at radar. This is a pretty good line of showers that are going to move through this morning. Some pockets of heavier rain, and then, of course, just some lighter rain as well. But looks like it's going to be damp for a little bit here. Let's just say it like that. And of course, we'll continue to update you this morning, but definitely some heavier pockets in some areas. So as you're driving this morning, don't let that surprise you. Dave Grant just texted me. He said that it suddenly got dark in Baraboo, just like it did out here at Goose Poop Pond, and it's starting to rain in Baraboo as well. So just take it easy with the heavier stuff if you're out on the highways here this morning. Yeah. Thank goodness we have TikTok to give us all the greatest viral trends of the world, we just talked about the Denver wastewater splash street boys going viral, but thank goodness we have TikTok for some of the bigger stuff in life, because it's also made life a little harder for food service employees with all of the menu hacks that they like to tell you about on the old Tiki Tacs. You know, some of those viral requests, some of the pranks which are caught on camera and then passed around online. So is this a real thing? Is this one a joke? You be the judge. Okay. So a TikToker by the name of Mississippi Meemaw posted.
Nice name.
We're already starting off on like 100% there. She posted a clip where she went through the drive-thru of a Sonic and only ordered a large Dr. Pepper with pickles. Now, the clerk doesn't seem to be surprised. She just noted that the added pickles would appear on the order as quote-unquote cherries. Apparently, ordering a Dr. Pepper with pickles is normal enough that a worker didn't seem very fazed by it, but abnormal enough that the computer system wasn't programmed to have an option for just adding pickles to a soda. Well, why would you want to add pickles to a Dr. Pepper is my first question, right?
It's not a Bloody Mary, people.
Exactly. Right? Sure enough, the woman does receive her Dr. Pepper with a handful of pickles on the inside. I feel like I'm doing a tongue twister here this morning. She says it may sound gross, but quote, don't knock it until you try it. She also said that a lot of people drink this. Okay, well, maybe down in Mississippi, a lot of people are drinking this. I don't know a lot of people who are doing this around here. So first of all, I need to go to a Sonic in Mississippi if that's where this actually took place, because it was the friendliest fast food worker I've ever run across in anything ever. And if the worker wasn't completely prepped for this ahead of time, maybe it is a thing, because not only did the worker not bat an eye, the woman asked for a Dr. Pepper with pickles, not pickles inside, and yet the person just understood exactly what she wanted. In the comments of this TikTok video, some people claim that they've had it before and it is a thing. Some people say it's a variation of Dr. Pepper Pucker or a witch doctor. I'm not familiar with either of those two things. No. So I must be out of the TikTok loop. Others say that they went to a Sonic to try it, but the worker they got never heard of it and was confused. And one person was told that they couldn't do that. In any event, most people seem to think that this is something that actually tastes good. Is it though? Is it? It's kind of like those pickle wine spritzers, right? That we talked about last week that are now a thing thanks to Claussen's pickles. Okay, just because they're out there and you can buy them doesn't mean that you actually should.
Pickles are really getting some love these days, aren't they?
It's kind of weird, isn't it? Like, I love a good dill pickle. Like, I'm not a pickle snob. I do love a good dill pickle. I love bread and butter pickles as well, but do I really need pickles in my soda? Do I really need to drink it as an adult beverage? Probably not. I think I'm okay without them. That's just my personal opinion, though. I mean, there I love a good Bloody Mary, Finn.
There are weird food combos that work, that actually work. Now, I'm not a big fan of Dr. Pepper in general.
Sure. Right. Tastes like prune juice.
So, yeah, I mean, would that improve the taste of the Dr. Pepper, some pickles? I don't know.
I don't know.
Or would it make it worse? I'm not sure.
It's really hard to tell, but apparently this is a thing. I have some questions. I feel like I just need to go to a Sonic to try it. Like, I'm never going to drink it in a bazillion years, but I kind of just want to go to see what the reaction to see what the reaction of the workers are. Now, does it work at any fast food place? Is it just a Sonic thing? That would be the other thing that I would question. Maybe people at like your McDonald's or your Burger King are going to be like, what in the world are you talking about? If you go to Sonic, maybe it's a Southern thing, which is where Sonics mostly are and where they started, and they're like, oh, sure, yeah, Dr. Pepper, pickles, yep, got this. So I have a lot of questions about this. I have a lot of questions about everything that happens on the old ticket.
Would you actually try it? I mean,
I would not drink it, no. Yeah. But I would see if the worker's bad and high.
Just to see if it's a thing.
To see if it's an actual thing. That's all I'm saying. Now, you got to think, though, that because a lot of fast food workers are a little bit on the younger side, you know, as they try to make money to go through school, that maybe with it being a Tic Tac thing, maybe they're familiar with this. Yeah. So if you come through their line, they're like, oh, they're doing the Tic Tac trend kind of thing. So, but I do have a lot of questions. Apparently everybody in the comments did too, because this is kind of blowing up over on social media. Why can't good stuff blow up over on social media? Why does it have to be stuff like pickles and Dr. Pepper or Tide Pod eating contests?
Well, at least this one is relatively safe.
Right. Pickles and Dr. Pepper, unless you have some sort of weird allergy, are probably not going to kill you like eating soap will. But, you know, whatever. Anyway, try it out, people. See if your favorite fast food place will give you a Dr. Pepper with pickles in it. Like, and how many is too much? That's my other question. Like, how many pickles are too many pickles? Like, 10, 12?
What's the right ratio? You know? I mean, what's the balance there?
I feel like if this is going to be a thing, we have to know all of the details, not just like that it's happening out there. I feel like we need all the details to make this work.
And if there's any of our listeners that have tried Dr. Pepper with pickles,
tell us what it tastes like. Yeah. Or any other weird combination, like any other really weird combination that you can get. And honestly, today as I was going through like our prep, I was like, wow, look at all these viral trends that we should be talking about today. It's like how to cut sandwiches the perfect way. That's a viral trend all of a sudden. I like just cut it because you're going to eat it. Does it really make a difference how it tastes?
I saw that the story about the grilled cheese and about how he cut it into a Y form.
It's like all going to the same place.
I don't
it's
have
fine,
time
people.
For that. If I want a sandwich, I want a sandwich. I'm just going to cut it. Doesn't matter.
It's, half the time I'm not even going to cut it. I'm just going to eat it if I'm making it on my Wonder Bread. Just saying. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. The showers, the thunderstorms continue throughout much of today. Temperatures hovering right around 70. And then, of course, we have a chance for some rain again tomorrow afternoon. Sean Cable's going to fill you in with all the details in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Looking at some of the results from a night ago, the Baraboo Thunderbird baseball team falls to Lodi at home, 5-4 the final there. Portage gets a big 11-1 win over Poinette, and Oregon with a 10-8 win against Mount Horeb. In softball from yesterday, the T-Birds dominate Stoughton on the road, 15-2 the final in that matchup. Massive win for Portage at McFarland, 25-2 the final there. It was Sauk Prairie getting doubled up by Edgewood, 6-3, and then Reedsburg lost to Mount Horeb yesterday, 7-0 the final in that matchup. Another very busy day on tap. Reedsburg Country Club is going to be hosting an invitational featuring all the teams from the conference. 3:30 is the start time for it. Baseball for the Thunderbirds will be at Edgewood tonight at 5. It'll be the Thunderbirds against the Beavers in Reedsburg tonight at 5:45. And then soccer in action tonight for Baraboo hosting the Eagles of Sauk Prairie. Also for Reedsburg tonight, you've got a track invite that's going to be at Toma High School. And then soccer will be at McFarland tonight at 6. For Sauk Prairie, in addition to the events already mentioned, you've got McFarland in town to face the Eagles at 4:15. Baseball for the Eagles will be at Stoughton at 5. And Sauk Prairie softball is going to be welcoming Portage. The remaining events for the Warriors includes their tennis team. The boys going to be at Edgewood tonight at 4:15, and then soccer tonight is going to head to Stoughton at 6. Brewers open up the series against the Kansas City Royals with a 3-2 loss. Milwaukee actually jumped out to the lead 2-0 after the fourth inning, but then Kansas City scored all three of their runs in the seventh inning to take the victory. Bryce Wilson was great in the game. He went 6 innings for the crew, struck out 6, walked 3, and only allowed 1 hit in those 6 innings, but then obviously the bullpen blew it after that. Same two teams meet tonight, 6:40 the first pitch. Colin Wright gets the go for the crew, and Seth Lugo will be countering for the Royals. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today into this evening. One or two of those could be strong to severe. The overall risk is generally low, but be weather aware today just in case. 70 the high tonight, 50 tomorrow. Sunshine in the morning, showers in the afternoon with a high of 75. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It is worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
99.7.
7:45, birthdays and anniversaries next. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, text us this morning, 355-9970. It's Steve Winwood now.
We'll be right back.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:49 right now. Steve Winwood to start out the morning. I think that's okay. I mean, maybe we're not completely starting out, but it's still early enough in the day. We can say that. It's okay. Now, if, you know, as we go through this Tuesday morning, of course, we always like to do a little celebrating, and it is time for our birthday list. And we've got some good celebrities that we're going to celebrate here today. But before we jump into that, let's remind everybody, Finn, that if you're celebrating a birthday or even an anniversary and you'd like us to know about it, or maybe you know somebody who is, you can text us this morning at 355-9970. It's the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, and we'll be happy to get that birthday mentioned on the air. So let's start out with our first birthday on the list. I don't know why words are so hard today. It's very difficult. Very difficult. It was a really busy day yesterday, and I feel like that kind of inhibited a lot of my brain function.
You wore yourself out.
It was a very busy day. Aspie had to be to the groomers, and then we came home for about an hour, and then packed her and the kid up because she had a chiropractor appointment in Partyville, and then from Partyville we went straight to Madison and didn't get home until about 9:30 last night because it was Taekwondo night. So, was my brain function is not my friend this morning. So bear with me, doing my best. Right here at the top of our list, we have Alexander Ludwig, who plays Bjorn Ironside, Ragnar's oldest son on Vikings. Bjorn Ironside. Now I just want a character named besides somebody on Vikings.
You need
to be
a
named
good
that.
Viking name.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Oh, I like it. You may might also know him from The Hunger Games and The Race to Witch Mountain. He is celebrating his 32nd birthday today. Earl Thomas, who is a former Baltimore Ravens defensive back, is celebrating his 35th birthday. Adi Bryant. Oh, I loved her when she was on SNL. She was one of my favorites. She played Vivian in I Feel Pretty. She is celebrating her 37th birthday today. Maya Erskine is also celebrating a 37th birthday. She is Donald Glover's Jane in Amazon's Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Morocco Omari is celebrating a birthday today. That's another good name, and that's like not even a character name. Right. His actual character name is Tariq, and he's on Empire. He's celebrating his 49th birthday. Brecken Meyer, who is in Clueless, Road Trip, Rat Race, Garfield, Ghosts of Girlfriends Past, and TNT's Franklin and Bash, 50 years old today for Brecken Meyer. Eagle Eye Cherry is celebrating a birthday today. Of course, his big hit was Save Tonight. He is the half-brother of Buffalo Stance singer Nana Cherry. I always love it when the Cherries celebrate a birthday because we pull out both of those songs. So we'll be doing that later this morning on Max FM because Save Tonight was okay. But let's face it, if we have a reason to play Buffalo Stance by Buffalo Nana Cherry, we're going to definitely do that. Yeah. So I love it when these two siblings celebrate a birthday.
Why is it? It seems to me like Eagle Eye Cherry just celebrated a birthday a couple of months ago.
That's because Nana just celebrated a birthday, okay. And we mentioned Eagle Eye, and we got to play both songs then as well. Not regular rotation stuff
twice
here on Max
a year,
FM. I
Buffalo
know.
Stands.
We get our opportunity twice. It's awesome. Tracy Lords, one of the few people to make the transition from porn actress to actual actress. You might have seen her in Zach and Miri Make a Porno, which is some sort of bridging the gap in between, I guess. She is celebrating her 56th birthday. I know you were going to mention Crybaby, weren't you? Yeah. That's the one Johnny Depp cult classic that I'm like, yes, let's totally watch that. That and Benny and June. Those are my two Johnny Depp favorite Johnny Depp movies. But Crybaby was the campiest thing I've ever seen, but it was so good in so, so many ways. Yeah. I love that movie. Amy Heckerling is celebrating a birthday. Female director who headed up two movies that defined two completely different generations. Fast Times at Ridgemont High and also Clueless. More recently, she wrote and directed the vampire comedy Vamps. She also directed Look Who's Talking and Look Who's Talking Too, plus Johnny Dangerously and European Vacation. She is celebrating her 70th birthday today. Randall Tex Cobb, former professional boxer, is 74 years old. The beating he took in his title fight versus heavyweight champ Larry Holmes disgusted Howard Cosell so much that Cosell never called a boxing match again. Cobb went on to a fine acting career, though. He starred as Leonard Smalls in Raising Arizona, dog owner in Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, and Ernest's cellmate in Ernest Goes to Jail. I don't think we can feel too badly for Randall Tex Cobb.
No.
I think he did okay in life. or he took too many shots to the head, one of the two. We'll never really probably know the true story there. Bill Kreutzmann, who is the Grateful Dead drummer, he played in every single one of the band's 2,300 shows. Oh my goodness, he is celebrating his 78th birthday today. So that's a good list, though. I like that list of celebrities. I get to pull out, you know, Eagle Eye and Nana Cherry. It's all good today. If you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a fantastic day. And remember, if you do want to add somebody to the list, we try to make it super simple. All you have to do is text us 355-9970. Now, Finn, we do have to take a look at this forecast because, well, it's going to be a little soggy today. Mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely basically through this evening. A couple could be on the strong to severe side. Pretty low probability for that, but definitely something you're going to want to keep an eye on as we go through today. 70 for a high, down to 50 tonight. Then tomorrow, we're going to get a little reprieve with some sun in the morning and then some more showers possible in the afternoon with a high near 75. Right now, it is 58.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to smash a computer with a baseball bat or take a sledgehammer to a pile of dishes? How about squirting paint all over a canvas or a friend? If letting off steam in a unique way appeals to you, contact Disorderly Conduct Rage Room in Sauk City. Rage rooms are perfect for work parties, bachelor, bachelorette parties, divorce parties, and more. Rage rooms are for those ages 16 and up, and paint splatter rooms are open to all. Go to disorderlyconductragerooms.com to book your session.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
7:57 right now. Eagle Eye Cherry, 56 years old today. It's Saved Tonight on 99.7 Max FM.
Gone and close the curtains, 'cause all we need is candlelight. And me and a bottle of wine, and I'll hold you tonight. Well, we know I'm going away, and how I wish it were so. So take this wine and drink with me. Let's delay our misery. Say tonight, fight the breakup, don't come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, say tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a log on the fire, and it burns like me for you. Tomorrow comes with one desire, to take me away from the truth. It ain't easy to say goodbye. Darling, please don't stop to cry. 'Cause girl, you know I've got to go. Oh, hello.
know it, I wish it wasn't so. Save tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. Take me away. I wish that I could stay.